top. We go into hour number two, Sports 360 AZ. We partner with the Arizona Republic, AZ Central Sports. Peter King, SI.com, senior NFL writer, MMQB editor-in-chief, will be with us. Pedro Gomez, ESPN Baseball Insider, on the day that Randy Johnson goes into the Hall of Fame. So a busy show with those two. And, of course, as promised, Charles Davis will join us here in a couple of moments. First, this segment brought to you by Gateway Airport. Gateway Airport, where it is just plain easy. You can fly out of Gateway Airport to nearly 40 different locations on Allegiant Air. Allegiant Air can get you into Telluride this time of year for the ski season, right out of Phoenix Mesa Gateway. They can get you direct to Vegas, direct up to the Bay Area, over to Wichita. Maybe it's into the Midwest, to Rockford, right outside of Chicago, up to Bozeman, Montana. What a great place that is. Eugene, Oregon, direct into Eugene from Gateway Airport. It is just plain easy. Appreciate Gateway Airport and their support of Sports 360 AZ. Charles Davis joins us now. He is coming to us. I want to talk to him about SeatGeek. Are you playing hurt today? Am I hearing right? Are you playing hurt, Charles?
I am, and I hate to even say that because people are truly hurt out there.
Yeah.
It's a cold flu season.
Yeah.
And I'm in the middle of battling through that right now. So to truly say I'm playing hurt isn't it, and I sound worse than I actually feel, but I just apologize to everyone out there who has to put up with listening to this scratchy voice. My apologies.
Fox College football analyst Charles Davis, he sounds terrible. No, I'm just kidding. You sound fine. All right, so...
Hey, if it's the truth, it's the truth. I can deal with it.
Yeah, you're good. You're good. I love having you on the show. So is this the matchup that you expected when this Final Four came out of Oregon, Ohio State next Monday night?
I actually picked both of them. It's rare that I'm that correct. So I'm very happy to get two right going into the championship game. So, I'll try and be succinct. I picked Oregon because I thought that Florida State had lived all year long with being able to snap it together when the chips were down. But my prediction going into the game was if Florida State didn't keep it pretty well even throughout the game, because if they did, then Winston is tough down the stretch. We know that. I mean, his second halves have been pretty darn good.
Right.
Take everything else about the kid off the table and just say on the field when the chips were down, he's been nailed. But I thought that they had to keep it pretty well even because if they were down 14-17 as they'd been throughout the year, I predicted that the score could be 30 before it was over because Oregon was just a different animal than they had played all year. When I flip it over to Ohio State, Alabama, I thought that Ohio State had talent that was equal to Alabama's going into the game. They are an SEC-style team that happens to reside in the Big Ten. Because people hear Big Ten and don't think of speed, well, Ohio State is fast at every position. It's not just out on the perimeter. Because a lot of Big Ten teams have been fast on the perimeter for years. But where they were getting beat was inside. The big guy, holes closed quicker on running plays. The defensive lineman got to the quarterback and to the runners quicker. That sort of thing. Ohio State is equipped to run with anyone that they play. And that's why I thought they had an excellent chance to beat Alabama, and they were able to.
Even with their third-string quarterback. I mean, that's what's...
Yeah, and that was your wild card.
Yeah.
Because I took them anyway because I thought that they would do enough to be able to protect him. I did not expect him to play as well as he played against Wisconsin because I thought the Wisconsin game gave us a false sense of what was going on because they jumped on Wisconsin so early, and Wisconsin's defense was shell-shocked. Because they weren't used to getting jumped on like that, and they just didn't handle it. And I just didn't think that Alabama would be in that same position. I thought they'd put way more pressure on him. The truth of the matter is they did early in the game. Remember how they struggled?
Yep.
But once the Ohio State offensive line got it together and started to give him a little more time, he had a chance to become accurate, and his confidence grew. And he was a big guy, 250 pounds. As that game went on, he started to look like Paul Bunyan with his confidence level.
Charles Davis, Fox College football analyst for a couple of minutes. He's going to talk about SeatGeek here in a second. Mariota, and you look at Joey Bosa over for Ohio State.
Yeah.
You know, there's matchups all over the place. I guess that's one you've got to touch on.
Yeah, I mean, Bosa to me is the best combo defensive end in the country. What I mean by that is stout at the point of attack playing the run. Tremendous pass rusher. Better than probably what his body type tells you. because he's such a big, thick guy. And I know, and you've already heard him, I'm sure, the J.J. Watt comparisons have already started out. I don't know how much of that is because we're comparing, you know, Bosa and Watt. They kind of look like the same guy, you know. I don't know if that's truly an apt comparison just yet. But I do know this, Bosa is a true sophomore, did not redshirt. And I saw him last year in the Big Ten championship game that they lost to Michigan State. And prior to his getting hurt, we called his name a lot that night. And then he got hurt in the third quarter, I believe, and that hurt Ohio State down the stretch. He's that much of a force. Where I think the Mariota thing is not so much Bosa. I think it's going to be if Ohio State tries to commit an extra defensive back to dance with Mariota, or if they use a linebacker, and the prime candidate, I would think, would be the guy who showed up so big against Alabama, that's Darren Lee, number 43. Because he's a former DB that they pumped up to a linebacker, so you know he can run a little bit. But I'm just very, when you talk about spying a player of Mariota's status, that spy's got to be so hugged up on that quarterback because Mariota is going to beat that spy 9.9 times out of 10. He's just too quick, too good, too athletic for a defensive guy to dance with him all night long, in my humble estimation.
Okay, so we could go into Meyer and Helfrich, but to save your voice, I do want to know your thought on Harbaugh and Meyer and how that whole dynamic has changed. I know I'm getting ahead to 2015.
Yeah. No, it's okay. I think everyone's there, you know? From the time Harbaugh got hired, the Big Ten, to me, that helped us look at the Big Ten in a different light.
Yes.
Would you say that'd be an accurate statement?
Yes, yes,
and
no question.
And I think that Ohio State's win over Alabama has been a big contributor to that. Wisconsin able to beat Auburn in this bowl season has helped. Because now you look at the Big Ten and you say to yourself, hold up a second. Penn State is off of the probation stuff, right, the issues, and they went to their first bowl game, and so now they get a chance to build. And James Franklin is charismatic and as good as it gets when it comes to that, and you know he's going to recruit like mad. And one other thing, he's not going to back down, is he? He's going to go after people. Now you add in Harbaugh at Michigan. That gives Michigan that type of hope right away, doesn't it? Hey, we're in. We're back. Let's go. Go get these kids. Meyer, we already have seen what he's done at Ohio State and his recruiting. And Mark D'Antonio, who always becomes the forgotten man, but has anyone looked at what he's done at Michigan State in the last 5 years?
Right.
I mean, you think he's going to back down to anyone? So the rock star coaches that we talk about, and here's my comparison. Did the Pac-12 get better in the last 3 or 4 years? What's been a big part of that? More at UCLA.
Yep.
Sarkisian coming in at USC. Oregon with Chip Kelly and now Mark Helfrich, right? Chris Peterson finally left Boise State. We thought he'd never leave. He took Washington job. You know they're going to get better. You know, Rich Rod going to Arizona. Todd Graham, Arizona State. The coaching has not been better at the Pac-12 in a lot of years, which means, I haven't even mentioned Mike Leach at Washington State.
Right, right.
They're now relevant. So when you put it all together, now look at the Big Ten. The guys we just named, The downside for the Big Ten is only one thing. They're all in the same division. Okay? When you flip it over to the other side, you've got good coaches, but you don't have rock stars. Mike Riley, who I happen to love at Nebraska, I think it's a big-time hire that'll be great for Nebraska, but he's not a rock star, is he? Wisconsin, Paul Christ, could not have been a better match. Wisconsin guy comes home, runs great offense. You know they're going to do it the Wisconsin way and still be excellent. But again, not a rock star. Iowa, Kirk Ferentz, I don't know that he'll actually be back next year.
Right.
I know that they've said that, but I'm not sure that that's going to happen. It just feels like they're getting close to that point of the divorce. You know, the Iowa fans are unhappy. The record isn't there. But Kirk Ferentz is an excellent football coach. If he's back, they still have a chance. And last but not least, Jerry Kill. The job he's done in Minnesota has been tremendous. But out of all those guys I've named, would you tell me that you'd call any of them a rock star?
No.
No, but the four on the other side?
Yeah.
All rock stars.
Well,
so the Big Ten's image has really jumped up in that way. And look, let's just make it simple. You and I go to the Big Ten spring meetings this year and find our way into the coaches' meetings and pull up chairs and watch that room with those guys in it now. Harbaugh, D'Antonio, Franklin, Meyer. Can you imagine the body language that goes on in there? Imagine how they try and tilt the room to themselves. You're talking about four alphas going into that meeting now. That's a big-time deal.
I mean, you could even, you've put David Shaw in on the Pac-12 side too. No, it's a great.
Yeah, and I apologize for leaving him out because that's my way, frankly, of taking him for granted. Because David Shaw is a rock star.
Yep.
I mean, everyone wants to talk about Harbaugh and what he started at Stanford. Agreed. But has anyone seen what they've continued at Stanford? It's been pretty phenomenal. David Shaw is a rock star.
Charles Davis, before we get out of here, SeatGeek, tell me about SeatGeek.
Yeah, me and my great voice telling you about SeatGeek here. What it is, very simply, is if we wanted to go to that national championship game, go to SeatGeek.com, pull it down, put the app on your phone, find your seats for that game through SeatGeek. You can go onto their application, you can take a look and almost put yourself in that seat, those seats that are open, and you can see the field. Get a look, say this is what it would look like from this seat. The other part is it has color coding in terms of telling you what the benefits are, the right place to go, the best price. If you see green, go get those seats. And it's easy for me to sit here and publicize it because I'm actually a consumer. I used SeatGeek last week to get two tickets for the Detroit-Dallas game for a very good friend of mine and his son. They're Cowboys fans to the core. And the son had never seen the Cowboys in person. I got him tickets for that game, and I got them through SeatGeek. And believe me, I've got the text, I've got the pictures, I've got the phone call. Thank you, this is fantastic, and I got a fantastic deal on getting those seats through SeatGeek. So I am a consumer, I'm a user, and I'm a believer. SeatGeek.com. So if we want to go, call me. I'll punch it up on SeatGeek and we'll take off and go.
That's good stuff. All right, Charles, save your voice. We'll talk down the road. Appreciate the time as always. Thanks.
Hey, appreciate you hanging in there with me today. Again, my apologies to everyone out there. Sorry about that. I hope I still managed to make some sense despite the sound of despite my voice.
You're
sound
fine.
Like Bobby Brady.
You're fine.
Trying
Jeez.
To change.
They got to put up with me and my voice. Come on.
Listen, I'm going through puberty again. You know, can you go through it twice? It certainly sounds like it. Talk to you later.
See you, Charles. Fox College football analyst Charles Davis. I love having him on. This segment of the show brought to you by Santan Ford. Santan Ford, where it is all about you. My Santan Ford experience today started at 4 a.m. this morning when my daughter had to fly back to Chicago to go back to college. And we were up late last night talking about things, so it was an early, early morning for us. And guys, you ever had that moment where you're with your kids? And if you haven't, you will. Where you're just driving along and it's real quiet and there's no one on the roads. And you just kind of start talking about how are things going to be and, you know, dad's here and if you need something. And we get down to the airport and get her checked in and say goodbye to her at the gate and then get in the car and drive away. You get a little, I don't want to say choked up, but just, you know, you get a little, well, choked up. And, you know, you drive out of there and you think of all the times you've had with her the last few weeks and taking her here, taking her there, doing things that we've done over the holiday season. And then she's gone again. For me, it's back to work. It's back to from here to meetings. It's to games. It's to things that I do around town. I do it in the Ford Fusion. Look, I do it in a vehicle that makes a lot of sense for me. But a car shouldn't just be, or a truck shouldn't be something you just get into and go from one place to the other. It's something that you're comfortable in. It's something you can have memories in. It's something that at Santan Ford, we've been a part of with them, with us with them for over 4 years now. Stop on in and see General Manager Tim Hovick and company. Get that car, get that truck. Could be the certified pre-owned. Maybe it's like the Explorer that my wife is driving or the Ford Fusion. That's at Santan Ford, just off the Santan 202 in Val Vista, Santan Ford, where it's all about you. Peter King is on the other side. What does he think happens to Larry Fitzgerald? And is it a good thing when you hear names like Dean Blandino and Pete Morelli more than the games themselves? Because we've heard a lot about that from the NFL officials. The MMQB's Peter King, one of the best in the business, is next. I'm Brad Sussmat.